Every morning from 6 a.m, we bring you the latest real estate news with diverse perspectives from leading industry experts. We deliver the most property podcasts across Australia every week.
Yes, that is us right around Australia, and it is a Tuesday afternoon. We know what that means, don't we? Anthony Landau, the Managing Director of Equilibria Finance, is back with me, and we are talking all things RBA and what has been announced, Anthony. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Nice to be here again. And I think there's still some anxiety across the community around these RBA meetings, but they have held the rates today, so mortgage holders can breathe a sigh of relief. There was no change. There was a little bit of talk from some economists that there might be the chance of a rate increase, but the RBA has held the cash rate at 4.35%, which was expected, I guess, in the current environment.
Well, so many of these economists, the ones that we talk to as well, some are forecasting that they don't see any more interest rate rises for this year and only going the opposite direction.
I think there's an argument that that's probably the most likely case. The RBA's made it pretty clear they've got no patience for inflation not coming down. So I think they're going to take a cautionary approach to any rate decreases. They're really going to keep an eye on inflation heading in the right direction, which it has been, but it's still well above target. They're going to keep a close eye on the unemployment data. So I think the RBA bias is still towards tightening, still towards holding. It might be later in the year we see a rate fall. But yeah, I think most likely the next change will be a decrease, but that might be at our November meeting as distinct from earlier in the year, given some of the RBA language around inflation and unemployment.
Anthony, your words of no change right across Australia has been absolute heaven for people this afternoon.
Yeah, look, I think everyone's happy with the status quo. There's a lot of noise in the market, political commentators saying we're due for a rate decrease. But as I said, I think the conversations we're having is it's going to be later in the year. So people can just need to factor that in terms of their repayments. There's a lot of people still coming off fixed rates. Status quo's held, so that's good for now.
All right. Well, I'll let you get back to it. Thanks for that update. And I guess we will reconvene on all of this in about 6 weeks' time.
Yeah, with the new RBA structure, we will catch up after their next meeting. Look forward to it.